mean, update you on these injuries. So the only two that we have that won't practice today, and they're really still kind of week to week, are Camus with the hamstring strain, and Benny Logan with the left groin strain. So both of those will not practice today. Michael Kendricks, Jordan Matthews, Liotis, Jason Peters, the guys I mentioned on Monday, all four of them will practice today, and will be obviously available for the game.
In terms of the 53, why add a defensive line as opposed to a defensive line?
Well, right now with the injury to Benny, and you're down to three, and as much rotating as we do with that group, we felt the need to bring a fourth in.
Doug, both you and Dallas are at the top with regard to rushing attempts per game, and at the bottom of the league in pass attempts. Just with respect to your team, do you think that would be any different if you had a veteran quarterback? I mean, how much of it is Carson related?
I don't think so. I don't think so. And I say that is because both teams have the ability to run the football. It just helps you. It helps your passing game. And I think both teams know that we both have young quarterbacks, and we've got to rely a little bit on defense. Got to rely on special teams, and that running game becomes so important. The challenge is obviously on the offensive line and the runners. So, it's also been a formula league wide. You're seeing teams that are having success because they're running the ball, and that's okay. That's okay. As long as you can do that and you still find a way to win the game, then I'm okay with that too.
A system, or at least a coach of a system, that generally didn't run the ball very much. It was more pass first. Is this where you stray from Andy?
I think a little bit I do, but at the same time, I think too, sometimes games dictate that. The personnel dictates that. I've played the quarterback position, and I know how important the run game can be, your friend. And it just opens up so much. It opens up your drop back game. It opens up your play action pass game. So I just think that where we are right now, we're going to continue to pound the football and utilize our passing game where we see fit and how we're also protecting during that game.
Prescott, do you see any similarities between those two, and what are some of the differences between those two?
Well, the similarities, number one, they're proven winners. I mean, they know how to win. They know how to lead their teams. Nothing seems to be too big for either one of them. They take it in stride. The ability to protect the football, I think through these first, six, seven games like this has been crucial. Differences, I think, Carson could be a little bit bigger. They're both very athletic, though. That's a similarity. And not really knowing him personally and just knowing our guy, I think they both prepare extremely well. Definitely utilize their strength of their team and two good offensive lines, two good run games. I mean, they're probably more similar than they are not, in my opinion.
And Dak, why are they more ready for the NFL from where they came from? And why does it seem more young quarterbacks are more ready when they come to the NFL?
I just think these guys are coming out of school, out of college, a little more NFL ready, a little more NFL prepared, to handle, number one, the rigors of an NFL season. These guys come out of, I know Carson, North Dakota State and versus SEC or Pac-12 or whatever, but they know how to handle success. They know how to handle media. They know how to handle fans. And I think they're just genuinely more prepared coming to us at this level. And then to their credit, it's how well they've prepared themselves to be in this position. They all strive to one day play in the National Football League, and it's their goal to play in the National Football League. And these guys are vowed and determined to one day get there, and so they set goals for themselves. And then when they're here, they want to see the field, and when they do, it's just it's how well they handle it all. And both guys are I think the you know, in our case, how well he prepares himself during the week, you know, his leadership ability, and all that is just taught at an early age, and you kind of just have it. And some guys have it, some guys don't. Both of these guys have it.
Said about Prescott, I mean, are you surprised that he lasted into the fourth round? I mean, and is that something you can kind of tell right away about a quarterback, like, you know, how he has it or not?
I mean, you don't really, in a quarterback situation, you're not going to really know until you get him in your building and you start working with the kid and get him introduced to your system. You know, depending on where you fall in the draft, I it's all based on what a team needs, obviously, at that time. And Tom Brady, I mean, you can go down the list of guys that got passed up and are, you know, over time. And I'm not surprised, you know, that Dak is having the success he's having. I think he's that type of guy. We had him here this spring in our building, and I really liked him, liked everything about him as a quarterback. I think, you know, you do your due diligence on all the quarterbacks in the draft, those that are, you know, say in the upper half of the board, and you just want to make sure that you're exhausting everything about them. And so wherever you end up, and, you know, you just have to, once you get there, make the most of that opportunity, and he's obviously done that.
Him and Elliott in that offense, how much of a one-two punch are they right now? How formidable are they? Are they as good, be as good as they could have spent this down the line?
Yeah, I mean, both these guys are playing extremely extremely well and at a high level right now. But it's that offensive line that is really kind of taking it upon themselves to number one, protect Dak, and then open up the lanes for Zeke. And, you know, we all know the type of runner that Elliott is. And, you know, it's no surprise that he's having the success either that he's having, you know, based on his ability and what he can do out of the backfield, run in and catch the ball. But it really starts with that offensive line and then you know, obviously Dak protecting the football and not hurting that team.
Coach, how do you approach a rivalry week like this? I know that every game is supposed to be the same, but what do you tell some of the young guys who maybe don't know a lot about it and how much it means to the city?
Yeah, I think you just, you know, your approach for me is not going to be really any different than previous weeks. It's a division game. We know that. You know, we slipped up earlier in a division. You know, you remind the team that you know, if you want to be one of the teams at the end of the year, you got to handle your division opponents, all that, and coaches around the league are telling their teams that when it comes to division games. You can also, you know, visit a little bit of the history of this game and, you know, the times that I played here and, you know, coached here before and just talk about it is a little bit different. But, you know, our guys have just got to come ready to play, and it's a road game. Obviously, we lost, you know, to Washington on the road there, and we got to make sure we handle that. And you know, it's Sunday night football, the pressure of that and playing. And, you know, we can lean back on the Monday night experience a little bit there. But you just try to keep it as business as usual, you know, as you go through the week.
You've had all three tight ends back. You've continued to use Tobin in terms of a jumbo package. But generally, you've run out of those sets. Is there a disadvantage when you do that because teams generally know what's coming, or do you feel like just the size will generally give
you
that?
Yeah, you know, it's funny. I say it's funny. I mean, you know, teams that do that tend to run the ball a little bit more in those situations. And just even the other day against Minnesota, you know, they knew exactly where we were going to run, and it's still an 8-yard gain. So I don't put a lot of emphasis really on personnel on the field. Does it give us a little leg up sometimes in the run game? Yes. Does it tip our hat? Probably. But at the same time, we also have throws that we could design and have up in those situations to kind of counteract that.
Is that something you would have ever used had you not had injuries at the tight end position? Or that, you know, did those injuries kind of breed?
Well, early in the season, the injuries obviously kind of led into us having that extra, you know, tackle play those positions, and the Monday night Chicago game, we had both Wiz and Tobe on the field at the same time, and it's something that we utilize every week. We're putting things in the run game and in the pass game a couple times. In fact, you know, last week we had a couple throws with Tobin in the game. We just didn't get to him, just didn't call him. So it's something we're going to continue to work. It's great in short yardage, great in goal line situations, obviously, and the ability to run the football with a bigger body can help me. And these DNs are pretty good players, so bigger body on them as well.
Carson Wentz's performance against the Vikings. What are you and John and Frank doing this week in terms of coaching points of emphasis for your rookie quarterback?
Well, it starts with fundamentals, and it starts with mechanics. He missed a few throws to his left, some wide-open throws to his left. Trey Burton, Zach Ertz, to name two. So we got to get him refocused on just his fundamentals, right-handed quarterback, hips, shoulders, eyes, all of that, feet, working to the left. That's an ongoing, goes all the way back to what we mentioned even in training camp with the fundamentals and the mechanics. So we're constantly, every day, working on that with him. And then the other thing is that we're seeing and that we're getting him situational football, just knowing down in distance how if it's third down, if it's second down, first and second down, what are defenses trying to do, who do we have in the game personnel-wise. Those are all things now that we're trying to bring into his game, and that he understands. And he understands that. It's just now sort of we have to magnify it just a little bit. He has to know if Darren Sproles is in the backfield as opposed to Ryan Matthews or Wendell, because angles change on the run game and things like that. So we keep constantly talking about these issues each and every week because every week's a little different.
Fundamentals when he's throwing to the left, what specifically are you talking about?
Specifically is his target line, meaning his feet, his shoulders, eyes being in line with his target. And when he doesn't open up his front hip, he tends to, and most quarterbacks would say, and this happens to him, if he doesn't open up his left hip, let's say he's going to throw the ball behind. If he overstrides, the ball's going to sail. So those are all things that we keep working on in practice and try to put him in game-like situations in our drill work to help him just sort of eliminate some of that stuff to his left.
That the Eagles are looking to trade for a receiver prior to the trade deadline. Is there any legitimacy to that, and are you happy with your current players?
There's no legitimacy to that, and I'm thrilled with the guys we have and going to work with them every day.
Doug, your tight ends have caught only 8 passes in the last 3 games, just 3 of them for first downs. Is that a concern? Is it just the way things have gone in those games?
It's a little of both, but I'll tell you this. It's more just the way things have gone. And this kind of goes back to Sal's question on getting Carson familiar with who's on the field and knowing concepts and knowing coverage and things like that. And we're constantly, as quarterbacks, we're constantly learning every single week. And every week's different. And so sometimes it's just understanding the design of a play. And knowing what the defense has given us, so it's not a scheme thing. It's not a personnel thing or anything like that. It's just now we just got to make sure that we're all on the same page offensively with some of the things that we're doing.
So to be clear, you guys aren't trying to upgrade at the wide receiver position in front of the trade deadline.
Well, look, I mean, you say upgrade. I mean, I think every team's trying to upgrade every position if you could, but not at this time, no. Nelson can stretch it. Josh can stretch it. But I think it's protection, design of the play. When I think of stretching the field, I mean a guy can run fast and I can be stretching the field. But who can really take the top off? I mean, those two guys are two that can do that.
What's kind of keeping guys like Nelson and Josh
Well, I think Josh was pretty efficient last week. I mean, he caught some nice balls, a couple in the red zone and a couple of bubble slant combinations that we do with him. And that's kind of what and who Josh is. And the kickoff return, obviously, I mean, these are things Josh can do. And he's another one, much like DGB, that you try to find every week just more opportunities. And, when you have 22, 23 pass attempts and another 26 or so running attempts, there's not that many plays. And so we have them in every week. You know, we just, it's my job, I guess, to call them in situations where we can utilize them. But sometimes it's just the circumstance of the game.
The running game as well as defense being a big part of the formula. Would you say it's accurate to use the term game managers when you talk about Prescott and Wentz? Now, why is the term game manager not a negative way to describe a quarterback?
I obviously don't think it's a negative way to describe any quarterback. If number one, if they're efficient with their throws, high completion percentages, say in the upper 60s, mid to upper 60s, they're not turning the football over. I think play callers can help in that situation. You take more calculated risks than just winging the ball, you know, or just trying to attempt at a throw. I think there's a little more calculation involved there from play callers and design. And the way, I think the way they, in our case, the way he manages our run game, we do ask our quarterback to, you know, put us in run left to run right or things like that based on front and coverage and everything that teams do. So he manages the game from that standpoint sometimes that helps us. So, you know, if you're efficient throwing the ball, again, completion percentage, you're not turning the ball over and you're converting on third downs, then that's a pretty good way to manage the game.
You're going to be indoors on Sunday night. The last time you played, there were some communication things. How do you get ready, besides just the, you know, just jacking up the crowd noise in practice?
Yeah, we just got a, you know, point of emphasis this week with the silent cadence, and we got to obviously iron out some issues with you know, Kelsey and Carson that we saw in the game the other day, and we'll fix those. But we just got to keep hammering away, you know, and I'll have an opportunity this week to go indoors and crank the noise up again and just keep chiseling away at it and go from there. Okay. Thanks.